This is Doug Miller. We are about to hear from God. And when God speaks, wise people listen. Stick around. Let's talk about the Bible.
Communication. Of all God's creatures, man does it best. And he does it through the medium of language, both written and spoken. Dialogue is a program dedicated to the belief that God has communicated truthfully with the most intelligent of his earthly creatures, man. We therefore invite you to enter into dialogue as we discuss the principles, truths, and foundations of God's Word. Now here's your host, Dr. Doug Miller.
Thank you, Paul. That was Paul Sublett. This is Doug Miller. The program is Dialogue, and we are privileged to be back with you one more time with the Word of God in hand, to speak into this microphone and know that as the Word of God goes out, people are going to be blessed and lives are going to be changed because God promises that His Word will never return to Him void. So please come along, bring your Bibles, open up to the 38th chapter of Job. We will begin with verse 1. Call a friend. Tell them to listen in as well. Now, Dialogue is brought to you every week at this time by Dialogue Ministries Incorporated, a nonprofit organization that exists solely for the purpose of seeing this word go out as far out as we can get it to, as many as we can get it out to. And to that end, as you've heard me say many times, if you've been listening to Dialogue, we require your assistance and your prayers and your support. We cannot exist and do anything for the Lord without the prayers of the saints of God. So write Dialogue down on your prayer list. Pray for us. Tell others about us. You're the only advertisers we have. And we would always love to hear from you. Our mailing address, Dialogue, P.O. Box 1222, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083. If you didn't get that, keep your writing materials handy, and Paul Sublett will give it to you again at the end of the broadcast. Now, if you would like to email to Dialogue, that'll work too. Our email address, Dialogue Ministries, all one word, all small letters, at sbcglobal.net. That's Dialogue Ministries at sbcglobal.net. And let's see what else. Yes, we have a web page. That one is Dialogue Ministries, all small letters, all one word, .org. And you can pull that down and read about Dialogue and pull up or down, you know, copies of past broadcasts and conferences and so forth, and all kinds of fun there, and absolutely free, no strings attached to anything that we do, I can promise you and I can assure you. So let's see what else. We've got a telephone. You want to call and talk to me, be happy to talk to you. Our telephone number, area code 405-535-9089. That's 405-535-9089. You will get a recording. Leave a message, and I will get back to you. You have my guarantee. Now, before we get started in Job 38, let me tell you that I am somewhat under the weather. And I just feel like, received a little opposition in bringing this message. And this may be from the enemy. So pray right now that God will open my mouth and block the enemy. Let me tell you what, I began twice already with this word, and twice I've been stopped in the middle of it through no compelling reason that I can see, other than one is my physical condition. I've got a sore throat. And I'm kind of plugged up, you know, got a virus. And, of course, viruses are God's creatures, too. It's just that I don't like to inhabit the same house that they do. And right now I've got one living in my house, and he's causing me some grief. So you can pray about that, too. Now, if I pause from time to time during this little broadcast, It will be to take a sip of hot coffee, or it may be to clear my throat. Kindly forgive me, and we will go on and try to get through this. All right, now, let's get into it. Job is going to get what he's been asking for. He has said on several occasions, if you will recall, that he just wants God to answer him. Just talk to me. Just tell me what it is I'm doing wrong. Tell me what it is you want. Tell me wherein I've erred, the implication always being I haven't done anything wrong, and I've got all this coming down on me. Now, it's very interesting that Job does not attribute any of this to Satan. And yet we know that it's Satan who instigated this. But no, God knows that he is dealing with God, or rather Job knows that he is dealing with God, and that his dealings are with God. And for all of you out there, if you are saved, you need to understand this. Whatever is going on in your life, you may blame it on the devil, and the devil may have a part in it, but ultimately, your dealing is with God. God has a purpose in all of this. And back when we first opened the book of Job, I said to you, a lot of bad teaching has gone on down across the years about the book of Job. Job is not. I just took a sip of coffee there, forgive me. Job is not primarily a book about why bad things happen to good people. That's the way it's usually treated, but that's not what it's about. I'd just as soon ask it another way. Why do good things happen to bad people? And if all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and that's the truth, and if all sin is heinous and hateful and terrible to God, and if any sin is sufficient to plunge us into a lost eternity, and unless Job was a sinless man, which he wasn't, then we could just as soon and perhaps more accurately ask, why would anything good happen to any of us? And that is a question worth asking, and it's one that Job doesn't seem to have answered or to have even asked. Job's contention all along has been, I am good and bad things are happening to me. Why? He wants to defend himself before God, and he is making accusations before God. Now, once again, just by way of review, we saw Job's friends, and they are absolutely, they have revealed an ignorance of God and a superficiality and a shallowness that is absolutely astounding. So much so, all they can think of is, Job, you have to have done something wrong. Job, you have to be evil. You have to be wicked. You have to have done this and that. And they finally get down to enumerating these supposed sins of Job. Otherwise, this wouldn't be happening to you. Have you ever run into anyone who said something like that to you? I have. Is there anything to it? No. Not necessarily. In fact, Job is innocent of the things he's accused of. If Job is guilty of anything, and I say if, and I think he is, Job's guilt is self-righteousness, pride. He is convinced of his own goodness and righteousness. Well, we saw, and we've been looking at, this young man Elihu that's come along. Now, Elihu is operating on a much loftier plane than Job or any of Job's friends. Elihu's conception of God goes way beyond theirs. In Elihu's conception of God, you don't dare make accusations either against God or against someone else without knowing what you're talking about. God, first off, is not sinful, cannot sin, cannot do wrong, and cannot be accused of wrong. And Job, I mean, you guys can come in here and say all these things about Job. You don't even know what you're talking about. Job may be evil. He may not be evil. But without knowing something about him, how dare you say these things? Now, it is, as I've said before, here it comes again, it is worth noting that once Elihu starts talking, this young man, once age shuts up and makes room for this young man, not one of the other people in our little scene here, our scenario, whatever you wish to call it, not one of them, not one of the older men, Job's friends, and not Job himself, ever say one word to correct Elihu. And God, when God starts talking, does not correct Elihu. So the one human who comes out well in this thing is Elihu. And we've been listening to him. Now, God is going to answer. God is going to finally take the stage and speak. We haven't heard from God since way back at the beginning of this book. And then it was a cosmic scene, and God was talking to the enemy, Satan. And now we're going to have God answering Job. Job's going to get his wish. And we are going to find out what I said back at the first and what I will now say again. This book is a book about grace. Grace is written all over it. It's not a question of why good things happen or bad things happen to good people. It's a question of what why good things happen to bad people. God's grace is laboring with Job, and God is going to ask some questions of Job, and Job is not going to answer any of God's questions because he can't. Now let me, we're going to read some of this. It is very high, beautiful poetry. It is the sort of thing, I mean, you know, when God speaks, he speaks in just this gorgeous language. And it is not for nothing that the Bible is the most famous and well-read and oft-quoted book in history. In the entire world, there's nothing like it. It is the Word of God. Now, when we're going to read some of this, and then I am going to, either during this broadcast or next week, I'm going to give you a synopsis of what God says to Job here. But let's just read some of this. In verse 30, or chapter 38, verse 1, the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind. Now, a whirlwind, ever and always, in the Word of God, is symbolic of judgment. God is going to pronounce judgment. And a whirlwind, you remember the scene in the back in the book of 1 Kings when Elijah is in the cave at Horeb, and he goes out to the mouth of the cave, and there's an earthquake, a whirlwind or a wind and a fire, and then a still small voice. And the voice says, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" All right, I want you to listen to what God, in judgment, in righteousness, in love, and in mercy, has to say to Job. And you know, God is indeed my Father, and the Father of my Lord Jesus Christ. God has loved me with an everlasting love and bound me to him with cords of love. And when I see my Father speaking in this way, it makes me love him. Look at this. He said, "Who is this that darkeneth counsel by words without knowledge?" Now, God is not talking to Elihu, and he's not really even talking to Job's friends. The third verse makes it clear that he's talking to Job. "Gird up now thy loins like a man, for I will demand of thee, and answer thou me." Now, once again, he's talking to Job. God is dealing with Job. God has listened to all of the rest of this, and now it's Job that he is talking to. And I like the way he starts this. My wife has a little saying that she, you know, sometimes when I start acting foolishly, something happens I don't like and I throw a fit or, you know, whatever I do. And she'll say to me, well, Miller, she calls me Miller. She's got a lot of nerve, doesn't she? Miller, put on your big boy pants. Okay. Man up, says God to Job. Put on your big boy pants. Gird up your loins like a man. I am going to ask you something, and now you answer me. Well, what's Job going to get asked here? He's going to be asked a series of questions, and really, he can't answer any of them. Let's see what God asked him. Where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare if thou hast understanding. Who hath laid the measures thereof, if thou knowest? Or who hath stretched the line upon it? Whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened? Or who laid the cornerstone thereof? When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy. Now, once again, don't you love this language? Doesn't it really touch you? It does me. When God starts speaking, Job, where were you when I created the world? Who hung it out there? Who set it out there? Job, were you there? Could you see any of it? Look at this. Who shut up the sea with doors, verse 8, when it brake forth as if it had issued out of the womb? When I made the cloud the garment thereof, and thick darkness a swaddling band for it, and break up for it my decreed place, and set bars and doors, and said, hitherto thou shalt thou come, but no further, and here shall thy proud waves be stayed. Wow. God is utterly and absolutely sovereign and almighty and all-powerful and all-knowing. He can do what he wants, and whatever he does is going to be right because he does it, and he will not do unrighteously. Now, Job, listen to me. God says, where were you? How did all of this happen? Let's go on. And into verse 9. When I made the cloud the garment thereof, and thick darkness a swaddling band for it, and break up for it my decreed place, and set bars and doors, and said, hitherto, and here shall thy proud waves be stayed. How hast thou commanded the morning since thy days, and caused the day spring to know his place? That it might take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it. It is turned as clay to the seal, and they stand as a garment, and from the wicked their light is withholden, and the high arm shall be broken. Now remember how God started this address. Who is this? He asked. Who darkeneth counsel by words without knowledge? I've been listening, and what I've been listening to is largely ignorance. Now, God loves Job, but God is mincing no words in talking to Job either. And I am telling you, this is powerful stuff. Look at verse 16. Hast thou entered into the springs of the sea? Or hast thou walked in the search of the depth? Have the gates of death been opened unto thee? Or hast thou seen the doors of the shadow of death? Hast thou perceived the breadth of the earth? Declare if thou knowest it all. I don't hear anything out of Job. Let's see what else the Lord says. Where is the way where light dwelleth? And as for darkness, where is the place thereof, that thou shouldest take it to the bound thereof, and that thou shouldest know the paths to the house thereof? Knowest thou it because thou wast then born, or because the number of thy days is great? Hast thou entered into the treasures of the snow, or hast thou seen the treasures of the hail, which I have reserved against the time of trouble, against the day of battle and war? My. In what way is the light parted which scattereth the east wind upon the earth? We can read on. And we, what are we reading about? We're reading about things that are utterly and absolutely cosmic. We are reading about things here that if I mustered up the greatest scientists in the world today, they couldn't answer much of this. Oh, they could make a stab at answering some of it, but much of it would be utterly beyond them. And yet God knows it all. God is the ultimate absolute creator. And the amazing thing is that God, who did all of this, who upholds all of this, knows Job by name. He answered Job. He knows Job. He knows all of Job's friends. He knows Elihu. He knows what's going on in Job's heart. And he is not above answering and speaking to Job. You who are listening to me out there today, whether or not you realize it, God knows you. He knows your name. He knows your heart. He knows what's in your heart. There is not one thing you know that God does not know first. He knows you're down sitting. He knows you're uprising. God is able to look right down to the depths of your soul. Now, you may have heard me say this on here before, but you're about to hear it again. There is no such thing as being dishonest with God. You can only be dishonest with yourself. There is no such thing as kidding God or putting God on. All you can do is lie to yourself. You are naked and open, and all things are naked and open under the eyes of him with whom we have to do, said the writer of Hebrews in the 4th chapter of Hebrews. And if you don't believe it, then you don't know God. If you are today unsaved, let me ask you something. Why? What would it take for you to begin to acknowledge that you are utterly and absolutely sinful before God? You haven't been good. You wish to stand before him and declare your righteousness? Well, that's what Job is trying to do here, isn't it? It won't work. God is the righteous one, and at some point, all of us, this guy talking to you, you, whoever you are who are listening, have got to admit that we are the ones who are unrighteous. And, you know, I can say, if I wish to, just let God come out here. Let him stand out here and let me talk to him. I'll make my case before him. Oh, no, friends. You've got no case to be made before God. God is the one that you are dealing with. Isn't it time that you were honest with him and got saved? This is Doug Miller, and this is Dialogue.
Dialogue, exploring and considering the revelation of the God who created the vast star fields and the simple starfish. Have we communicated with you? Then why not communicate with us? Write to Dialogue, Post Office Box 1222, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083. That's Post Office Box 1222, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083. Be with us next week for Dialogue.